Blog Talk Radio.
Host Merle Exit. Yes, it's Friday night and the lights are low. It's 6 p.m. here in New York City. It's a very warm day. Yep, it was in the 70s today. Would you believe it? Well, okay, but right now we're here to tonight to talk about Queens College's women's basketball team, which may be back in the history book. Once again, last season, Sister McKenzie and Madison Rowland helped get the team into the playoffs with their double-double scores. This season, Sister Merrick joins the team. Will there be a triple-double to look for? Well, we got the Merrick sisters here to talk to us about it. And so let's open up the mic. Hello. Do I have all three of you on one?
Yeah.
On one phone?
Yeah,
three of us. Okay.
Yes, they're all here.
Okay. Let's begin. First of all, I guess we did an interview a while back with two of you, and I guess you failed to tell me there's another sibling. Now, before we go to that, are there any more?
Yes, there's five of us.
There's five?
Yes.
All sisters?
Four girls and the youngest is a boy.
Are we going to get a fourth sister joining?
No, she's older. She graduated. She played at Lemoyne.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get the guy on the team, so we don't have to worry about that. So, tell me, I have to, okay. So have the three of you, when you grew up, were the three of you practicing together? Like playing together in the backyard or wherever you were playing?
He works at all of us, so even my older sister and my younger brother, we still work out together.
Okay, so, and now that the... hello, Merrick.
Hi.
now that we're getting you on the team, what... Can I ask, did the three of you went to... This, of course, the same high school. Did the three of you ever play on a team before at any time?
Yes, we all played on the same high school basketball team when I was a sophomore.
Wow. And so, the three of you being sisters and playing together, do you, have your own signals to play?
I mean, I know the styles of how both of them play, so it's easier to make passes, and I know that what they like to do during the game. So, yeah, it's good.
Okay, so this is the first time. I mean, your first game is not next week. Next week, yes, isn't it?
Yeah, it's next weekend.
Okay, but you've been practicing, of course. When did you start practicing at Queens College with the for the season?
Our first practice was October 15th.
Okay, so, and in doing that, have you, has Coach Bett been taking advantage of the three of you knowing each other's signals?
Not really. We just play in the system. And we, like, also me and Madison being here for 3 to 4 years, we also know how a lot of other people on the team play. And it's the same exact team basically from last year, so we have that chemistry.
Oh, okay. So you have that under your wing, you know, knowing how some of the other players play, and then you kind of just add to it?
Yep.
Do you think you'll be able to get like triple doubles?
Triple doubles.
Well, in other words, the double doubles meant that the two of you were getting, you know, at least 10 points each, you know, last season, and now with the three of you, do you think the three of you will each get at least 10 points? Would be able to do that? That we would possibly see that in the game.
I believe so. I hope
so. Has that ever happened when you were in high school?
I don't know. It's possible. They didn't really keep track of like stats like they do now. But there are definitely games where we scored 10 or more points.
Okay. That's really cool. By the way, do you know if they're going to be broadcasting the games?
Can you say that again?
Do you know if they're going to be broadcasting the games?
In high school? Or
No. The games this season at Queens College. Do you know if they'll be broadcasting it? You could see it, you know, last season I was able to watch the games on the internet.
Yeah, a lot of our games you're able to watch online.
Okay. Because this way I can be able to see that. So, do the three of you live at home, or did the three of you get a place, you know, because you're at Queens College, or what's the story?
We dorm on campus, but we all live at home when we're not at school. Our whole team lives on campus.
Oh, so you were able to get the housing on the campus?
Yes.
Oh, okay. But in terms of where your home is, are you far from Queens College?
About 2.5 hours. We live in Albany, so.
Oh, so home is in Albany.
Yeah.
But when you're at school during the week, are you're all at a dorm on the campus?
Yeah.
Okay, so is this like typical? Are you like, is this close quarters for the three of you, or just same as being at home?
Well, we all live together. Like, we all are in the same dorm room, so basically just like home.
Oh, okay. That's a pretty... By the way, do you all start sharing each other's clothes?
Sometimes without permission, but, yeah.
Okay. So, now, in terms of... Since I'm not sure in terms of position, so... What positions, and describe what they are, do you each have, starting with, like, okay, so the oldest one is Mackenzie, is older?
Yeah.
Or Madison?
Mackenzie.
Okay, Mackenzie, so now, and also when you were there, were you ever playing by yourself before Madison joined?
For a little bit. I tore my ACL in, like, the 6th game. So, for a little bit part of the season, and then I was out for the rest of the season.
Okay. So last season, that was the first time that the two of you then played together, right?
2 years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay.
Yeah.
Mackenzie, what is your position called? Or what it is? Is it
a center forward?
Okay. And Madison?
A guard.
Okay. And Merrick, what are you joining in as?
I'm also a guard.
Oh, okay. So, and since, years ago, it was one thing. All three of you are allowed to score, right, to get baskets?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know you're wondering why that. There was a time I did an interview with Lucille Cavallos, and there was a time where there was one player was not allowed to do the scoring.
Really?
Yeah. But anyway. So we can kind of see that. Have you ever done, have the three of you ever done practicing, like Globetrotter practices, doing things like that?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. So you can't do antics with them, going, dribbling under your knees and, put them on your fingers and twirling it around and just...
Yeah, a lot of people on our team can do that, like shake with the ball, especially our
guard. Okay.
Yeah,
our
guard
is best ball handler. Are there new players on the team this season?
Yes, there are four.
Oh, okay. Are they all, I guess, they can't necessarily freshmen. Are they freshmen? Oh, that's right. You can be a freshman. Yeah. Are they all freshmen now then? And no one left the team, correct?
Yes. Two people left, but there's two freshmen this year, a sophomore who transferred, and a American sophomore who transferred.
The two that left, by the way?
Taylor. She was the point guard last year. And Imani, she was the forward.
Oh, okay. She did a lot of scoring, Imani, didn't she?
Excuse me?
Did she do a lot of scoring, Imani?
Well, she got hurt towards the end of the season, so she wasn't playing in our playoff game, stuff like that. But, yeah, she contributed.
Oh, okay. So, how did you feel about getting as far as you did with the playoffs?
We just worked very hard in practice and in games. We didn't take any team light, and we just came out and played like we usually do.
And how did you feel about winning against Immaculata?
That was a great win, especially because we got to win at the Garden. So that made it even better.
Merrick, are you hoping that the team will do something at the Garden so you can get the experience too?
Oh, yeah, me too. That would be awesome.
I don't know. I guess they'll have to figure something to do at the Garden,
Yeah, that would be great. It would be a really good opportunity and a good experience.
So how often do you guys practice, by the way? Every day?
We practice 5 to 6 days a week.
Oh, okay. And then everybody goes home on the weekends? You guys go home on the weekends? Is that what you do? Wind up doing?
No, a few people on the team who live close go home sometimes, but we stay here most of the time.
Oh, okay. Do the three of you have some fans out there in particular? Got a fan club?
And staying on campus?
Yeah, is there a Roland fan club going on?
Oh. Our parents.
Your parents. Oh, yeah, I know what I, wait a minute. What are the names of the other two siblings? Are their first names begin with an M also?
My sister, the older one, she's 4 years older than me, Mackenzie. Her name's Morgan.
And your brother?
He's named after my dad, Derek.
What is it?
Derek.
Derek, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not an M. All the women have M's then.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. And what about your mom? What's her first name?
Stacy.
So, did you ever ask why did she decide to have all four daughters with the same first letter?
I think that's
hysterical. Unless there was a way, like, let's figure out how to keep track of the names. Oh, we get the same first letter. I guess it'll be interesting when you're playing, when people, you know, as they, with the broadcasters coming out there and saying, yeah, I grew up, my name being Merle, my sister's name is Marlene. So every once in a while, my mother would go, Merlene. Do you ever get the? Do your parents ever like mix up the names because of that?
All the time. My mom.
Oh, okay.
That's our dog name.
Did everybody always like want to go into basketball, or did any of you ever want to like go into another sport?
Well, we all did different sports in high school. Like, I ran track and I did volleyball. Merrick did volleyball and basketball. And Mackenzie did volleyball and basketball. But I guess we just all liked basketball the most. So.
Okay. So, I guess that you're all excited then, huh?
Yeah.
About doing this.
Mhm.
What we have to see actually is whether this makes history. I don't know of any other, well, I not that I know of any, but I think it's odd that you to have a team that has three siblings on it. I want to see if anybody can do some checking up on this to see if there's any either college team or any team that has three siblings on it.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Because I think that might be historical and hysterical at the same time, depending on what you guys do. You know, when you're practicing or when afterwards, do you ever yell at each other for like, no, you did that, no, you didn't, no, you should have done that. I told you to do this. Does that ever occur?
Yes. Not just
oh,
myself,
okay.
Yes.
Who's, of the three of you, who's the, if you want to call the leader?
We don't really have. Out of the three of us?
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, Mackenzie's a more experienced because she's been at Queens for 4 years now. So she knows all the roles. The coach and like the school, so we all kind of lead in what we know best. Like,
yeah.
If we know about that subject, the person who knows the best or the most will lead.
Okay, so she knows. Do you think that'll like I don't know why I say like. Separate you from, let's say, with the other team players? Or you think the three of you have no problem, having done this in high school, do you think it doesn't make a difference that you could all, that you can, just as being, it's like you're just another team player?
I
it doesn't really make a difference. We're just like, we're just a part of the team, just like everyone else. It's just like playing on the floor. It's not like we're sisters. We're just teammates.
Okay. Well, I guess we can. I guess it'll be interesting when we watch it to see, you know, from somebody watching it to see how the three of you. But of course, we have to also see if at one time on the court that the three of you will be on the court at the same time, because you know, doesn't necessarily mean that you know. Because sometimes I know that sometimes one of you was like wasn't playing, or wasn't, I guess like the in the what they call the beginning people.
Oh, the starters.
Yeah, the starters. Yeah. So I guess we're going to see. So now, had you ever played Philadelphia before? By the way.
No, we saw them last year at the NCAA tournament, but that. About it, we haven't played them. We did play
okay.
Family though, two times, maybe three.
These first two games, are they exhibition games or they count?
They count.
Oh, okay.
They count, but just in our conference.
Oh, okay. Oh, like so they are conference games that they listed then as conference games.
No, they are not conference games. They're at a conference game, but they still count part of our record.
Oh, okay. That's well. I wish the list a lot of luck to all three of you. I think, and I hope you get, you know, at least into the playoffs. So, you know. And maybe you should try to see if they could start a rolling fan club on the campus. That's what you need to do.
Thank you, and we hope to see you at one of our games. It'd be great if you can come down and see us.
Okay, I'm going to be sending a photographer from the newspaper, from the Times Ledger, to be there while you guys are practicing. So we can get some shots, because this particular article I'm doing is, you know, about this, you know, will there be triple doubles?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So I appreciate you guys and you know, calling in. And is there anything else you guys wanna say?
No, thank you for interviewing us, though.
Okay. Well, as I said, best of luck to you, and we'll see how the season goes.
Thank you.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, bye. Yep, okay. So I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to end the show early. That's what I'm going to do. Well, this will be... quite an interesting thing to do. So everybody, have a great day, evening, afternoon, or whenever you listen to it, and we'll watch the Queens College women's basketball team.